Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey, Rob O'Donnell, our afternoon guy's on the phone. There's apparently been a development that we have not, they did not cover in the press conference, and it's our own Rob O'Donnell. Rob, what do you got, my friend?
Hey, Bob. It's been a rough 2 days here and another day here among us. But I have an update from my contact at the ATF and the FBI. They said the suspect had fired one shot from an elevated position on a rooftop in an adjacent building on the campus. The surveillance video shows the suspect jumping off and fleeing in the area on foot. ATF and other law enforcement located an older model imported Mauser 30-06 caliber bolt-action rifle wrapped in a towel in a wooded area near the campus. The location of the firearm appears to be to match the suspect's route of travel and escape. The spent cartridge was still chambered, in addition to three unspent rounds on top of the Fed magazine. All cartridges have been engraved wording on them, expressing transgender and anti-fascist ideology. An emergency trace has been submitted through the ATF. SLC is working on leads generated for that trace. Firearm and ammunition have been taken by the FBI for DNA analysis and fingerprint impressions upon completion of forensics. The firearm will be disassembled for further testing and information.
Rob O'Donnell, our afternoon show host, 3 to 6, is on, former New York City detective. You never take your detective hat off, which is great, and makes your show so valuable. Take that point. I want to congratulate you, Rob. I told the audience yesterday that you had the pleasure of doing the opening prayer for the Pennsylvania State Senate yesterday, and then you were on your way home. You deal with this or have to see this crazy stuff. But Rob, I had said this on WBRE News last night. I'm not sure what part of the interview got on air. It seemed like a coordinated attack. Because I said it was in the midst of his transgender response, which happened to be the second question brought. And I said, so the questioner and then the people who, particularly the one older guy who was, they had down on the ground, who made himself look like a suspect to distract the limited law enforcement they had on site to let the shooter get away. Man, this seemed like a well-coordinated attack, specifically as it related, and I said this, I believe it, and you may have confirmed it, by a transgender sicko.
Yeah, I mean, we just know the ideology based off the engravings on these bullets, if that turns out, and that's coming from the ATF here. You do have, and I know the FBI is looking at individuals that were closer to Charlie Kirk, the individual that we had the video being put in custody, the older gentleman who screamed out, "I have the right to remain silent," and then later, as he was being taken away, was yelling, shoot me," who was later let go and ruled out. But they do know who that person is. They are also looking at individuals that may have given a sign, a visible sign, like shaking their hat or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's being looked at deeply. And then they'll cross-reference all social media platforms and past contacts. And if they can connect any of those individuals to the shooter,
they will be held just as responsible.
I see it as a setup killing field of Charlie Kirk yesterday. A setup. They were prepared to distract, knowing what did you have, six campus police, level of training unknown. Charlie's own small security detail, which is more interested and more focused on bodily safety from up close. I think this was really, sadly, well coordinated by some very evil, sick people.
Yeah, and I think this may change the dynamic moving forward of these types of events. Are they all going to have to be held indoors, or is something else going to change?
Yeah.
A lot of unknowns right now, Bob.
Crazy stuff. Rob, thank you for checking in. If I'm on the air for a couple more hours. You hear anything more of significance, please call in.
Will do.
Thanks. All right, thank you. Rob O'Donnell, our own Rob O'Donnell.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.